All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Once in a Lifetime, so let's get started. All right, let's go. With a new week comes new exciting adventures. Yeah, that's the spirit. On our way to school, we'll pass by Uxbridge Street. Why is that? I'll explain it on the way. Turns out I was taking a walk yesterday when I met a guy. And then we agreed to meet today. Is that him?
Yep.
He's a serious man. Don't be afraid. Asmodeus, we're here. Yes, I can see that. I have very little time, so I'll be brief. I'm going to talk to you about something our lives depend on. The Compound R. What? Hey, Grim, you didn't tell me you had such beautiful stepsisters. Yes, I... Lauren and Judy, right? I thought even a pig would look hot next to your stepbrother's ugly mug, but you two are the real deal. Haha, thanks. You were saying something about a compound? Yes, sorry. The compound R. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. First, I should explain to you how the Sons of Astaroth are organized. I thought you said you had very little time. Yes, but the ladies would like to know, right? Sure. Excellent, you see. The Sons of Astaroth were founded centuries ago. Their leader Astaroth, a self-proclaimed god, has used unnatural methods to prolong his life. He has power over people, influence. He can convince them to obey him. That is his gift. Only 5 people have seen him in person, the 5 princes, Samael, Lilith, Moloch, Azazel, and Asmodeus. Each of them has dozens of subordinates, and each of these subordinates has hundreds of people working under them. However, none of these subordinates have met Astaroth, at least I don't think they have. Even the 5 princes were only allowed to know each other by their false names, but in the time since I betrayed them, I've discovered some of their identities. I replaced the previous Asmodeus 4 years ago. He also attempted to betray the group and failed. Astaroth did something to him, and now he's just an empty shell left to rot in prison. I remember that. I can't believe the stories were true. Moloch's real name is Aaron Alabi. He runs the largest weapons trafficking network in the world. Alabi? Isn't that Jasmine's dad? Oh my god. Yeah, I already knew that. What? And when were you going to tell us? I was hoping he'd tell you. Yeah, sure. Lilith is Victoria Slango. She's a brilliant geneticist who spent her life trying to replicate the immortality formula. Here's a picture of her. Not bad. Kinda hot. Grim. As for Samael and Azazel, but look, that's what the text says. As for Samael and Azazel, their identities are still unknown to me. There should be a but there. Astaroth is dying. He's desperate. He's not a god, but if we don't stop him now, he'll become one. Then nobody will be able to stop him. It'll be the end of us all. And that's where you come in. I know where Lilith is. She's in St. Augustine's, an abandoned hospital located in an old mining settlement about half an hour away. She's developing something she calls the compound R. Allorensator. I'm sorry guys, my Latin is bad. A serum that supposedly bestows immortality. I'd go myself, but she knows my face. I tried to convince her that what we were doing was wrong, but she's obsessed with Astaroth. She'll do whatever it takes to please him. You'll have to be careful. Don't worry, Lord and I have been preparing something to fight back with. Take a look at this. A shampoo bottle? No, it's a spray which erases the memory of those who inhale it. This way we can neutralize the bad guys without killing them. Really? That's impressive. How does it work? Well, Lord did most of the chemical part. Come on, I only came up with some formulas. Judy's the brain here. We basically combined nitrobenzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines with tricyclic antidepressants, and then we made it react in an oxymorphone. What? Solution. Okay. Look, I'm not Bill Nye the Science Guy here. Oh, very clever. Did you use clonazepam or triazolam? I am familiar with clonazepam. We actually used clorazepate. We realized it was binding on the GABA receptor more efficiently. I actually take GABA every night. So it depressed the neurotransmitters much faster. Of course. And what about the TCAs? We use serotonin, norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors to avoid its anti-muscarinic properties. This way, it should also cause a neuronal inhibition because of the breakdown of acetylcholine in the synaptic cleft. Impressive. I see you're both more than just a pretty face. Yeah, family of geniuses. Anyway, St. Augustine's Hospital, Lilith Compound AAR. I've written it all down. We'll pass by there. Thank you, Asmodeus. Have you tested if the spray works? Not yet. I tested on somebody before putting yourselves in danger. Do you know anyone with an aggressive streak? Yes, actually. One name springs to mind. Excellent, then. But while the spray idea is brilliant, you should take this too, just in case. Oh, fuck, is that a real gun? It most certainly is. My precious 9mm Walther P99, all for you. Walther, not Walter. They're not making Walther guns. That we're gonna... Some people might name their guns Walther. We don't know that. Oh, yeah, it's old Walther. He's a faithful one. All for you. Use it only as a last resort. Okay, thank you. We'll pay a visit to the hospital tomorrow afternoon. Good. In the meantime, I'll try to identify the last two sons of Astaroth. Be careful with Lilith, and remember, your main objective is to recover the Compound R. Yes, the Compound R, we get it. Okay, if you recover it, keep it safe. I'll contact you when I can. Take care. Bye, Asmodeus. It was nice meeting you. Hey, long time no see. Iris, don't be silly. We saw each other on Friday. Grim, how was your weekend? I slept all day Saturday. Sunday was so-so. Fascinating. Hey, did you work out this morning? You look great. Yes, actually, I did some push-ups after I got up. Thanks for noticing. You look great too, by the way. Ahem. Hello, friend. I'm here too, you know. Judy, don't be jealous. We've been texting all weekend. I was just catching up with your bro. Yeah, whatever. Okay. From now on, you have my full attention. So tell me, how was your date with James? You didn't answer my last message. What? What date? Oh, that wasn't a date. It was a meeting among friends, and we're not even friends anymore. He's an ass. A meeting among friends? You've been crushing on him for over... Shut up! Well, Grim, my dear friend and I should get going. I'll see you at home. Okay, bye, girls. Right, let's see what the day brings. Hey, Grim, did you see the game last night? Yeah, man, that manager needs to be sacked. A few hours later. I should go home to study for tomorrow's test. She got some Lay's. Barbecue. I could go for some of those myself. Hi, Judy. Can't stop. Gotta study. No distractions. Good for you. We'll keep it down. And Lauren's at the gym. If Lauren's at the gym, what's with the we? I've invited Iris over. She's in my room. And I was just grabbing some chips for us. Oh, okay. We'll have fun. Quietly. Will do. So you have to just lightly chomp on your chip, you know, just to be as quiet as possible. All right, here we go. I'm doing pretty well, but I can't get complacent if I want that A. Chapter 6. I'm back. I hope you like barbecue flavor. What are you do? Hey, that's my bra. I know, right? I can't believe how well it fits. It's like super comfy. Where'd you buy it? Usual place. I've got to get me one of these. The truth is, it does suit you. I know, right? I love it. Please tell me you have matching panties. Of course, haha, they're in the bottom drawer. Can I try them on? Sure, babe, go ahead. Well, awesome. I love it. This look is like so Judy. I'm surprised at how snug these panties are, considering you have a way bigger butt than me. A bigger butt? That's not true. Come on now, your ass is ridiculously perfect. I wish mine was as round. Oh, shut up. We have the same measurements. Unless I see it, I won't believe you. Otherwise, my self-esteem will evaporate. Ugh, If it'll shut you up, fine, let's play. Yay! Oh my god, are those strawberries? Yes, they're strawberries. Is there a problem? Eee, you're also wearing matching panties. They're too cute. Lock up the boys. There's a smoking hot babe at 12 o'clock. Turn around. Spectacular. See, that's what I was talking about. Ha ha ha, stop it. A perfect ass. Soft as a baby's, tight as a drum, and squeezable as a teddy bear. You hear that, ladies? Those are all the qualities of a perfect ass. Well, it doesn't matter. You've got better tits anyway. Better tits, I wish. You know what? I think this discussion can only end one way. We're not impartial. We should ask your stepbrother. Well, what, Grim? He's studying. He asked not to be disturbed. Come on, please. I'm sure he won't mind. What's up with you and my stepbrother lately? You can't seem to stop talking about him. Well, since you're asking, I may have a teeny tiny crush on him. What? Since when? Since that day we spent at the pool, I think. Do you mind? If it bothers you, I won't insist. No, I don't care. Why should I care? I knew you'd understand. Are you sending him a message then, to come here? Yeah, sure. Oh, now I get it. A message from Judy? Come to my room? Why can't she come here? Alright, I'll bite, but this had better not be a prank. Awkum. Hey, what's up? Oh, fuck, it's a trap. Hey, bro, sit on the bed, please. We have to show you something. Okay, this is definitely a trap. Okay. So, what do you want me to see? Judy and I were, like, talking. Here comes the trap. And we can't agree on who has the best boobs. Man, haven't we been here before? I think we have. Oh. So we were hoping if you could, like, help us. We needed an impartial judge. Definitely have done this before. Oh? We'll show you our breasts and you tell us what you prefer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. Okay, then. I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Well, those are nice. Oh, my fucking God. Mm-hmm, yep, nice, very nice. You could touch them if you want to. Whatever you need to make an honest decision. Iris, that's a bit much, don't you think? Oh, okay, then it's your turn, babe. Top off. Yeah, I know. Thanks. Okay, I'm topless. Can we get this over with quickly, please? So, Grim, tell us, who do you like best? Well, damn, they about look the same. She's got a larger ass. Hers are more pointy. Hers are more round. I don't know, it depends if you like pointy or round. Could do with either. Not picky. Oh my god, my pants are gonna explode. You're equally perfect girls. Everything is in its place. Just perfect. I mean, I know Judy is your stepsister, but try to forget about that for a second. If you had to choose one pair to take back to your room for a pillow, which would it be? Well, I might have to go with... Oh, man, this is hard. It's a very difficult decision. I want to say Judy. I don't know. Hers are more pointy. I guess I like more pointy ones than more round ones. But, you know, for those who are in Team Iris, we understand. But you're not getting your way tonight. Judy's. Trying to get on my good side, huh? Nice try. I think it's pretty obvious he's telling the truth, Judy. You only have to see how hard he got when you took your shirt off. Well, yeah, I... Girl, are you seeing that bulge? You can take some clothes off, Grim. You must be terribly uncomfortable right now. Iris, I think that's enough. Don't be a spoilsport. This is just a little fun. I mean, we're both almost naked, and he hasn't even taken off his shoes. How is that fair? She does have a point. Didn't have a choice. Wow. Looks like she's seen a ghost. Oh my God. Becky, look at her butt. It's so big. big. It's like those rapper girls' butts. Your brother's dick is huge, Judy. Did you know that? No. How would I know, and why would I even care? Wow, haha, I better lose those panties before I make a mess of them. I'm, like, so horny right now. Yeah, we noticed. Can I touch it? Sure, don't be shy. Okay, I won't be. Iris, what the fuck are you doing? I'm right here, you know. Yes, I know, that makes it even hotter. You're sick in the head. Totally. Sounds like a horse eating out of a trough. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck, Judy, you gotta try this. It's the new happening thing. Are you out of your mind? He's my stepbrother. So what? It's just a blowjob. Don't be a prude. For your information, I've already seen enough for today. You're lost. All the more for me. Oh yes, I'm gonna come. Ah! Swallows. Oh my god. Yummy. Wasn't that fun? Super fun. Babe, your stepbrother is awesome. You're the luckiest girl in the world. Why do you say that? I'd never do anything with him. Sure you wouldn't. Anyway, I'm thirsty. Let's grab a drink. Yeah, let's do that. My god, she sucked me dry. Oof. I have to get back to studying. Just 1 minute. Tuesday. Man, I nailed that exam. Hey. Hey, you, are you thinking about who you're gonna rape today? What? Jasmine, your party was fucking madness. Thank you, honey, they always are. What did you say? I asked if you're thinking about who you're gonna rape today. Are you talking about what happened at the party? Of course I am, honey. Do you really think I'd lower myself to your level? Yeah, whatever you say, it seemed to me you enjoyed yourself like never before. Don't shout so much. And to begin with, it's obvious you drugged me. Ah, now that's a good one. You begged me for more. That did not happen. But if you ever tell anyone that made-up story, I'll tell my father your real name and it'll ruin your life. Your father. Yes, he asked me who you were, but I was so ashamed of myself that I made up a name. Oh, fuck, he's looking for me. Okay, don't worry. I won't tell anyone I fucked such a bitch. I see you get it, sucker. Bitch. Hey! Hi, Lauren. Have you come to tell me to fuck off, too? It's tempting, but I wasn't planning to do that yet. I just wanted to remind you that maybe we should try the amnesia spray to see if it works. Today we're supposed to go to that hospital, and we haven't tested it yet. Oh, it's true. Do you have someone in mind? So this homeless guy comes and says, friend, do you have some coins? And I say, yeah, sure, the ones I'm gonna shove up your fucking ass. And then I kick this hat into the river. Ha ha ha. Cool, brah. Nobody's calling me Panzer 6 Tiger Heavy Tank Jack. That dude lied to me. Why is life so unfair? Why do I have to continue to live in this nightmare? If only there was something that could take away all this pain, some sort of magic pill or something to make me forget everything, to be able to start all over again. I guess I don't have that kind of luck. Yeah, I'll handle it. Don't worry. Cool, then I'm going home. I'll start preparing everything we may need. I'll see you there. Later. Of course I won't call her. Hey, Tom, I heard you completely embarrass yourself in front of everyone last Friday. Too bad I wasn't there. What'd you say, cocksucker? Man, you should break this motherfucker's nose. Yeah, I feel like breaking his nose today. No, not the nose. If you don't do that, you won't be able to smell this magnificent perfume. What the fuck are you talking about? The perfume. Oh, what a wonderful scent. Here, check it out for yourself. Ah, it smells like shit. Dude, are you okay? I'm gonna... What were we talking about? Bro, you alright? Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm your best friend, Grim, don't you remember? Grim? Ah, yes, Grim, my best friend. What, dude? Let's go home. That shitty perfume has affected your brain. Okay, let's go. Can we stop to pick some flowers on the way back? It is such a nice day. Wow, better than expected. Hey, Jack, what's up? What, you want to laugh at me too? Of course not. Listen, it so happens I'm rather fond of you, and I heard that you were saying what you were saying just now, and I may have something to help you. Really? Yeah, it's an amnesia spray which erases bad memories. Wow, count me in. Well, bad memories are good ones. I don't want to lie to you. I don't know if there are any side effects. I mean, it could be permanent. It could cause dizziness, insomnia, nausea, diarrhea, fever. I don't really know. No problem. Go ahead. You could die. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk into more spraying. Okay. Oh, that's... Who are you? I'm Grim. Grim? Okay. I'm fat. Why am I fat? I don't know, Jack, from eating too much? But I don't like being fat. I'm going home. Okay, do you know where you live? Yes. Somewhere, I guess. Wow, this spray is a blast, and it works instantly. I have to go home and tell the girls. Hello, I'm home. Lauren, you're not gonna believe it. That spray really works. It completely erases the memory of whoever smells it. Hey, did you hear me? Yeah, the spray works. That's nice. Are you okay? Why are you twisting your back like that? Well, I've been better. My back hurts a little. I think I lifted too much weight at the gym doing squats. Well, that sucks. Maybe it's better if you stay home. Judy and I can manage. But I want to go too. Don't worry. I'll be fine. Oh, okay. Where's Judy, by the way? She went to buy a pair of explorer boots. She said she'd be back in half an hour. Okay, then. I'll go get ready. Do you need anything for your back? Yes, a massage, a heating pad, and a hot brew, please. Of course, m'lady. Do you want me to prepare a special medicinal herb treatment, too? Actually, joking aside, I could really use a massage. Too bad I don't work for you. Well, if I remember correctly, you still owe me a favor for helping you with chemistry. So, you think you're so clever, huh? Okay, okay. If you want to spend that favor with just a message, I'll massage your back. Go on, turn around. Actually, you're going to give me a proper massage. Let's go up to the attic. I think we have a portable massage table there we can use. Really? Okay, let's go. Aha, I knew it. There it is. It's perfect. I'm going to get changed from my school uniform into something more comfortable. I'll be right back. Okay. We keep this garret almost empty. I remember when it was full of junk. We cleaned it up, but we've never used it. I should set up video game room or something like that. There's a sofa already, so all I'd have to do is replace this old closet with some shelves and install a plasma screen right here. I could. What's that? Is that a holster for a gun? Motherfucking right it is. There's even some spare bullets. The holster's empty, though. What's this doing here? Could it be my dad's? I guess so. We still don't know anything about his business trip. I should mention my suspicions about him to Asmodeus next time we see him. Hello, I'm ready. Okay, let's... Wow, I see you made yourself comfortable. Yeah, I brought the clothes that I want to wear too, but I'll get changed after the massage. Makes sense. Well, you ready for the best massage your back will ever have? Aha, I'll be the judge of that. Hey, this mattress is quite comfortable. For your information, if you don't do a good job, you'll still owe me a favor. That won't be a problem. I'm told I have magic hands. Wow, I'd really like to see for myself. You will. I thought this was a back rub. Yeah, but it's a great opportunity to relax these tired legs, too. I won't complain. Wonder if she's wearing panties under that towel. She's not. Lauren, you naughty girl. This feels good. Yeah, that's the spot. I'm getting rid of the knots in my muscles. I can feel it. Of course, just relax and enjoy. Do you mind if I put the towel down a bit so I can massage the lower back too? Okay. Yeah. Here's where fatigue has accumulated. I have to admit, you're not bad at this. Do you want a butt massage? A butt massage? Yeah, technically it's on your back end. It's the final step of a total relaxation. My technique is exquisite. Haha, okay, go ahead, Mr. Magic Hands. In for a penny, in for a pound. Damn, man. I want to hit that ass so bad. Does it feel good? Yes. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Look, if you're thinking something weird, you can forget about that. I think this massage is over, thanks. We won't go that far. Well, I think we're done. Lauren, Grim, you there? Fuck, it's Judy. Quick, get dressed. Nice, at least I've seen her naked again. How did she know we were here? Well, I kind of told her. What? Why'd you do that? I don't know. I figured we'd be done by now. It was supposed to be just a back rub. Hello? Ahem, Judy. Oh, the door locked itself. You can come in now. Hey, Judy. Hi, sister. Hi. Wow, the lights up here are so cool. It feels so warm. What are you guys doing up here? Nothing. We were looking for that Chinese sword we had. Do you remember? No. Well, we had a Chinese sword, but we couldn't find it, so we were just leaving? Oh, that's too bad, but hey, I just bought you a new pair of boots, sis. There was a 2-for-1 offer. Really? You're the best, Judy. I'm putting them on right now and we can go. Cool. Well, are you ready to go after Lilith? Yeah. New outfit, I see. Yeah, I'm ready for action. It's elastic, fresh, and full of small pockets to carry everything we might need. Do you like it? Yeah, it looks great on you. It looks so great on you. All right then, let's go. By the way, about what happened yesterday. Oh, don't worry about that. It was nothing. I mean, I never want to make you feel uncomfortable. Nah, the whole thing was just a bit awkward, but that's it. Iris went a little overboard. She gets like that sometimes. Yes, haha. What happened to her? Do you know she's into me or something? No. We actually talked about that. No, she really doesn't like you. Oh, okay. Well, let's just forget about it. You and I are good then? That's what I care about. Of course, better than good, bro. Alright, let's go. We have a sect to defeat. Let's go!
Few minutes later.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, we have to get off at the next station. Then we have to follow a dirt road from the North Keep. It takes 30 minutes on foot from there. Could you find anything about the hospital or the village? I found very little information, just that the place is uninhabited. They say St. Augustine's Hospital is haunted. Stories of white entities, unexplainable lights, psychophonies, and all sorts of, well, rather all kinds of mysteries surround the place. Ha ha ha, how lucky that we don't believe in such things. Oh my fucking god, we're all gonna die. Alright, here we are. Damn, this place is like a ghost town. Do you think anyone still lives here? As far as I know, no one lives here. I heard there used to be a coal factory here. They built houses for the workers. A church, shops, a hospital for the ones injured in the mine, so it became an independent town. However, the factory shut down 15 years ago and all the workers left this place. It's been abandoned since then. That sounds like some kind of horror movie plot. I think it's gonna rain. See, we were only lacking a storm. It's the perfect mix for getting murdered. It's that kind of situation where you say, why are they going there? They're dumb. They're going to be killed in there. I don't know about the murdering, but I don't want to get caught in a storm. Maybe we should walk around one last time and then head back home.
I agree.
Okay, let's do that. This place gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's odd everybody left their homes like this. Hello, anyone there?
Nothing.
What the fuck? Did you see that? There was someone there, right?
I didn't see anything. Are you trying to scare us?
No, I thought I saw. Just wait for me here. I'll check that corner.
There's no one here.
But there was someone. I saw it. Did I imagine it? I want to get out of here. Grim, come here, quick! Okay, girls, I think we should turn around. What is it? We found it. St. Augustine's Hospital. Alright! So, that's it. For once in a lifetime for now.
Definitely, things are getting interesting. They've found St. Augustine's Hospital and all kinds of creepy shit's gonna happen. So this novel's taken a lot of twists and turns. And that's cool. I think that's good in some of these stories. So at any rate, I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley for more Once in a Lifetime. Stay tuned.